this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. Did your doctor tell you your ED is just about age or stress? Well, here's the truth. In my clinic, 8 out of 10 men with ED have an underlying issues that show up in their blood work and most never get tested properly. Today, I'll show you the exact blood test every man with ED should get, so you can finally understand what's really causing it and how to fix it. Because this is important, and don't let the doctor brush it off for you. ED is not just a symptom. It's a signal. Blood work revealed the root cause, which is due to hormones or blood sugar or heart health or inflammation, or just it is a warning sign your body is not doing well. So if you only treat the symptoms, which is like taking Viagra or Cialis, the problem still exists. It will only get worse over time. It will all come back because what you notice, if you don't treat the root cause, is that over time, you're going to see your medication, your dose go higher, or that you need to take it more often, or that it just doesn't work. But if you fix the root cause, the ED goes away. Did you hear that? It goes away. Not just a Band-Aid on a bleeding wound. So there are some essential blood tests every man with erectile dysfunction needs to get. So this is a checklist that you bring to your doctor to make sure that you get this done. The first one is called total testosterone. This is the baseline male hormone. Total testosterone ranges from 300 to 900, and that it is different in every man. Now, every man has a sweet spot for testosterone. Not every man feels good on 300 or feels good 500, because the testosterone level where you feel the greatest is really determined by your genes. So it doesn't go by the number so much. It goes by how you feel. So that's number one. But total testosterone, you cannot just get that alone, because total testosterone is bound to protein and albumin in your body. So even though it's high, if it's bound, then it's not active. But you need it to be free to be active. That's why you want to get the free testosterone measure. The free testosterone is the active form that is metabolically active to create the function in your body. So you got to make sure you get the total and the free testosterone. You can't just get the total alone. And then you need to get the sex hormone binding globulin, because that is what controls the free testosterone, because the sex hormone binding globulin binds to testosterone and will decrease the amount of free testosterone that you have. So sex hormone binding globulin goes up, free testosterone go down. Sex hormone binding globulin go down, free testosterone go up. And then you need to also get estradiol or E2, because estradiol comes from testosterone. So if you have too much testosterone, your body will convert that to estradiol, and that estradiol will actually be deposited as fat in your chest and in your love handles. So that's when you start having breasts and also having the love handles. So it hurt your testosterone function. Too low hurts function also, because you need your estradiol for your sex drive or your libido. You want the estradiol between about 40 to about 65. But these are essential that you need to get measured to see the whole picture. And another one is prolactin. Prolactin is a hormone that is released in the brain. And that will contribute to low or high testosterone. And sometimes you need to get that evaluated because that level is high. It could indicate that you have benign cancer in the brain. So that needs to be evaluated when you get testosterone, easy blood test. The next blood test is called hemoglobin A1C, assessed for high blood sugar within the last 30 days to 6 weeks. And diabetes range is 6.1 and above. Pre-diabetes is 5.7 to 6.1. So why do you care about hemoglobin A1C? Because it indicates your blood sugar within the last 6 weeks. And if the blood sugar is high, it equals damaged blood vessel, which then equals poor blood flow, which then equals ED. So hemoglobin A1C, think of it like toxic. High blood sugar that damages the blood vessel, which then damages the blood flow, which then relate to ED. Got that? Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. All right, so high blood sugar is not too good, but you also need to measure a lipid panel, comprehensive lipid panel, where it looks at your cholesterol, look at your LDL, your HDL, and your VLDL. And that is called the complete lipid panel. And the higher the cholesterol, the poorer the blood flow, the poorer the erection. But it's the LDL and the VLDL that you care about. And cholesterol is also a reflection of your sugar intake as well as your fat intake. So the worst food you can eat together is fatty, sugary food, which is dessert. Trust me, I'm a dessert person myself. I love a dessert. But if you're going to eat dessert, choose something that is not fatty and sugary at the same time. So something like sorbet, something that is either one sugar or maybe one fat, but not together. And try to eat it before 5 p.m. because if you eat it at night, it all is going to go into that love handles, okay? And then the next blood test you need to do is called CRP or C-reactive protein. What it is that it is an inflammation marker. So what is inflammation? Inflammation means your body is not in balance, and your body is not in balance. It causes poor blood flow. It causes the breakage of that lining of the blood flow, which in the end contribute to ED. There's other tests that you want to also get. It's called the thyroid panel, which look at thyroid, because low thyroid or high thyroid can also contribute to ED. You need to look at vitamin D. Look at vitamin D3, which is cholecalciferol, because vitamin D3 is essential for erectile function. Studies have shown that men with ED, 97% of them actually have low vitamin D, and that vitamin D supplementation is so easy. You just take it orally. Check out our store here at ED No More or Modern Man Crib, where you can actually get the effective vitamin D that really absorb in your stomach. A lot of vitamin D out there are not D3. Some are D2, and some doesn't come with vitamin K as well. Okay, Modern Man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can. Stronger testosterone and better erection. So that is really the main thing that you need to get. But also you need to get a CBC, to see where your blood cell count is, because if you are anemic, you can also be feeling fatigue, and that will also affect your testosterone. I also recommend that you get what they call the liver panel to check out your liver function, because if your liver is not functioning well, which is sometimes due to alcohol, sometimes due to fatty liver, it will not process food well or process the vitamins that you take, and therefore will contribute to inflammation and poor blood flow. So for example, so in the blood work, you know, if you have low T and high SHBG, you're going to have hormone imbalance. So if you have high hemoglobin A1C, you're a diabetic or diabetic risk. This is why some men don't respond to Viagra, because you're not getting thorough blood work. You're not looking at the cause of why you have ED. So it's not just about blood flow sometimes. It's also hormones. It's also inflammation. It's also stress level. So I always, always talk with you about the four pillars of sexual health, which is diet. I recommend a Mediterranean diet. Check out the Mediterranean diet, this link here. And exercise, even if the 30 minutes four times a week, it's effective. Sleep, 7 hours of sleep at nighttime, and stress reduction. Now, you can do stress reduction with exercise, or stress reduction in doing box breathing. Check out my video here on how to do box breathing that will help lower your stress level within 24 hours. So what to do? So get, you can ask for the blood work, and your primary care doctor or doctor can order that. Make sure you get all the components I talk about, and then take the result to talk to a sexual health specialist, someone like myself or urologist. But just know that ED is reversible. ED is something, it's a warning sign that there's something going on in your body, guys. Don't take that medication, okay? Because if you start early, you can reverse it. You can permanently reverse ED with Mediterranean diet, exercise, stress, and sleep. So check out my link here on Mediterranean diet. We're giving you everything you need to do to reverse your ED. Diet, Mediterranean diet, exercise, go walking, walk up the stairs, run around the parking lot, do something to increase your heart rate for 30 minutes, four times a week. My handyman, he's almost 80 now, and he lives near a park, and he just goes and walk around the park 3 miles a day, and then he does 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups a day. That's his whole routine. He's stronger than my husband, who is in his mid-50s right now. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need to belong to a gym at all. Just do it. I am giving you the roadmap on how to reverse your ED. You have to put in the work. It's no easy button. If you take that pill, that's an easy button, but you're going to end up paying for it in the long run. Think of it like an infected wound. You treat the infected wound, go away. You just leave it there and put a Band-Aid on it, it's just going to get deeper and deeper, and you're going to need an amputation. So if your blood work shows poor circulation, high inflammation, and low testosterone, don't just take another pill. Start rebuilding your blood flow naturally. Men, if you want stronger erection naturally, try my Good Morning Wood smoothie. Grab the recipe in the link below, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. If you want to get firm erection within weeks, grab this now. So that's why I created Good Morning Wood smoothie right here. Check it out. It's packed with nutrients that support circulation and hormone balance. Go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com to get the formula. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks. You can grab the recipe, the link here, or just go to Good Morning Wood Smoothie and start supporting your body from the inside out. So have you ever had your testosterone level or hemoglobin A1C tested? Comment below. I'd love to hear what surprised you the most about your result. And just know that you have the power to reverse your ED. I've given you the roadmap for this. So modern man, take action and do it. It will mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel and share it with somebody that you think will benefit, or just share it with the world. Let everyone know. And also let me know how you're doing, whether you get your blood test done or not. And I'll go live, we'll discuss that as well. And just know that you do not have to suffer in silence. You are not broken. We are here to support you. I will see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.